Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Lots of taxpayer money is going into the state of Iowa's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. What's the role of the state auditor's office? Let's go in depth with Iowa State Auditor Rob Sand. So, Rob, how is your office responding to COVID-19?
We've been very active in terms of taking measures within our office. We were the first public office in the state to go to mandatory work from home. First public office in the state to suspend all travel. And we've been working with our partners in local government around the state to make sure that things are being done in a way that both minimizes health harm and also economic harm. So, for example, we issued an advisory stating that it'd be acceptable in these circumstances that there would be a public purpose to spending public funds to encourage people to patronize local and small businesses that have had their hours reduced by closure orders. And we have also issued an advisory relating to HIPAA and privacy laws to make sure that as much information is made available to the public as possible.
Without disclosing personal information.
That's right.
Okay, and so how's the response been by those different agencies? Are they used to your office weighing in? Well, of course they're not used to this. This is something new.
I don't think there is no playbook. There is no playbook for a pandemic. And I think that I ran for office promising people, I mean, literally our campaign slogan was "Wake up the watchdog." We promised that we were going to do more in the auditor's office to promote truth and integrity and accountability in government in Iowa. And we're doing that. So I think between the attitude that I bring to the office, in addition to the pandemic, we're certainly surprising a lot of people. But I feel very strongly that we're surprising them by being proactive and by doing good things that serve the public.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Iowa State Auditor Rob Sand. Well, there's certainly a lot of taxpayer money flying around.
There is, yeah. When you look at the combination of federal and state money getting spent, it's pretty overwhelming. And honestly, there's no better time than when you're spending that amount of money to make sure it's being spent responsibly and with accountability.
Well, and how do you determine that? Isn't a lot of that subjective?
A lot of that is subjective, but the most important thing you can do to determine whether or not it's spent responsibly is provide transparency. If people know the facts about where the money went, how it went there, and why it went there, ultimately they're able to make their own decision as to whether or not that was appropriate.
We're just seeing a lot of, concern nationally about, how the money is being spent and accountability and whether or not there's going to be, oversight and who ultimately is responsible for that at the national level. And it doesn't appear to me that that's been resolved. But at the state level, there's your office, and then is there any other source of accountability?
Our office would be the primary overseer for the spending of public funds in the state. County auditors obviously do that to some degree as well, but we do quite a lot more of it.
I know at the national level, there's House and Senate oversight committees. Is there in the Iowa legislature?
Yes, there are oversight committees in the Iowa legislature as well. I expect that they'll be active, although I know recently that I've heard from a lot of people that they aren't doing quite as much as you might expect.
Well, and how does that legislative body and those oversight committees relate to your office?
We're able to operate independently. We work based on where we believe our work is needed. And of course, our biggest obligation is to perform the audits and the work that we're obligated to do. But outside of that, we have a certain amount of picking and choosing where we look, and we have independence in making those choices. The oversight committees also are independent. I couldn't tell them what to do, and they couldn't tell me what to do. I do try to not overlap. Our office has a statutory mandate to try to reduce duplication. And so if I see that someone else is digging in on something, I don't. Conversely, if someone else isn't digging in on something, and it's something that's arguably within our wheelhouse, then we try to dig in on it.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Iowa State Auditor Rob Sand. Well, it sounds like you trust that legislative body to do that oversight.
You know, my concern with the oversight committees are that politics can get involved. That can happen both when you have someone of the opposite party, but also when you have someone of the same party. And right now, we have a Republican House Oversight Committee, because they've got the majority, as well as a Republican State Senate Oversight Committee, because they've got the majority there. So with a Republican governor, I think the concerns about a lack of oversight over the last couple of years have been reasonable.
Can you point out specific situations?
I think Medicaid in general has seen not a lot of diving in details in terms of accountability and oversight.
And I'm sure there's concerns on the other side that you are a Democrat.
I'm sure there are. But at the end of the day, what I find is one thing that I know how to satisfy is my own conscience, that I'm doing the right thing. I don't know, and I don't think anybody knows, how to satisfy politics, how to predict politics. So my MO in office has been to do what I think is the right thing and know that I can at least satisfy that and let the chips fall where they may politically. I'm not as worried about that.
And so is there anything that you're looking into that's sort of drawing your attention now that you might pursue?
Most of the stuff that we look into, we have a confidentiality obligation on. So we tend to not go and volunteer information unless there's some overriding need for us to do that.
Okay, so you're not going to tell me until you have all the facts in and all of the...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, that makes sense.
That's right. There's sometimes where we share it if there's some pressing need to share it. Some reason that timeliness is important. There's sometimes when we share it if we're asked directly because it's already in the public eye. But generally speaking, if we don't need to share what exactly we're looking at, we tend to want to just issue a report when we're finished. You certainly don't want people you're investigating to start changing their behavior based on the fact that you've announced your investigation.
Well, and then I suspect that sometimes you'll spend considerable amount of time and resources on something that comes up that ends up being nothing, and it appears that you've wasted your time, or do you get any of that?
You know, even if we end up doing something that appears to be a waste of time, we would still report that in the long run, because it's good for people to know that we did the work and that it ended up to be relatively straightforward and above board.
And so to say something is above board is a good thing to, so that's a good outcome.
Yeah. I wish that every time we conducted an investigation, we ended up finding that there was no wrongdoing and every penny was spent appropriately. We would still issue that report.
Is there anything else about this unprecedented, well, I mean, there's been plagues and pandemics throughout history, but in our lifetimes, we've never seen anything like that. I always have to be sure I don't say unprecedented, but we're not used to this. Is there anything else that you're looking at?
You know, I am putting a lot of time every day into trying to catch up on what is going on with the pandemic and what we're doing in Iowa and what we could be doing in Iowa to try to make sure that we're doing things right. So the short answer is there's so much of it that I'm looking into and following up on that it's hard to even keep a running list. Other than at the end of the day, what we're oriented towards is trying to make sure that the public is getting all the information that they need in order to make good decisions about how they're behaving in their own lives during this pandemic.
Well, I just caught a glimpse of you in a video. Looks like you were sitting at home in a sweatshirt on Transparency Tuesdays. So you're adapting like all of us, but tell us about Transparency Tuesdays.
One of the most common questions, the most common question I got when I was campaigning was, what does the state auditor do? And so what I've done since taking office is sit down at 4:45 p.m. on Tuesday afternoons and just talk to whoever happens to join me on Facebook Live about what I did that week.
And have you found that productive as a good thing to do?
I think so. I think the people who watch it appreciate it. You know, a lot of people don't find the state auditor's office particularly exciting, but at the end of the day, it's a public office. It's the people's office, and I'm a public servant, and I think it's good for people to know what we're up to.
And so how do you think we're going to come out of this? Do you have any sense? I mean, just in general, you've been thinking a lot about this. Do you have any sense of what our future is going to be like? I'm just talking to you, Rob Zahn, my friend, and how you've responded. Yeah. Well, how have you learned? I'm starting to talk to a lot of people about this. We've been in it long enough that we're going to learn something. What have you learned?
I think at the end of the day, one of the things that we've learned is there's a lot of people out there who want to be helpful to their neighbors, want to be helpful to their state. You know, you can look around and see lots of examples of people putting in extra time, extra energy, extra money into helping those who are most affected by the crisis. And I think that's sort of a renewal of a spirit of civility and civic responsibility is a good thing for our state. And I'm hopeful that when we come out of this thing, one of the things we'll do is we'll look around at each other and say, hey, we really are in this together, and our choices as individuals really do affect our outcomes as a community.
Thanks to Rob Sand for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.